You put some music on. I feel like dancing.
Hold on, sugar. I'm fixing to right now. 3, 6, 4. All right, now come over here, woman. Let's get this shindig started. Woo!
Grace Malenko. Grace Malenko. Grace Malenko. Grace Malenko. Grace Malenko.
This JuggaloFaith.com website is insane. There's a section, Ninja Nation Registry. There's military ninjas. This thing goes deep, man. There's all kinds of crazy-ass juggalos from all over the world. I don't know the right terminology to use, because for a normal music fan to look at it, again, I'm trying to be as PC here as possible, but for a normal fan to look at it, it's like, what in the hell are these people? Who the hell are these people? And they're literally from all over the world, man. And it's crazy.
Cutter,
you listen
cutter,
to some
cutter,
of the music,
man.
And wait. Go ahead.
Let me interrupt 1 second, man. The closest thing that you can compare juggalos to is going to be Maggots, the Slipknot fans.
See, I was thinking that,
their
Zach.
Their whole lives revolve around that band. You know, they go to the shows, they buy the merch, they dress their kids up. It's an ongoing generational thing.
Wait a minute. Come here. You promise not to swear? All right. Don't swear. We got a juggalo. What's your name, first of all?
Tommy.
Tommy, you're a juggalo.
Tommy the juggalo.
Yes. What? Tommy the 20 juggalo.
20 years next year.
20 years of juggalo. So what made you? What made you become a juggalo?
I was 13 years old. I got into the music a little bit, but then I was one of the outcasts that got picked on by society, and I found the fan base and the people, and
sure.
They really drew me in to just not care what other people think and do your own thing and just make up our own rules, kind of. And that's what we do. We just, you know, juggalos are normal people. They're lawyers, doctors. There's, you know, I know a guy that's
right.
A cop that's a juggalo. It's just we're normal people. And it's just the love of the crowd and the fans. It's more than just the music.
So. Well, right. And that's where I'm trying to go with this, because I think it gets lost in the shuffle a lot of times instead of just, oh my God, there's just a bunch of crackhead wannabe, you know, whatever. Because, you know, and whatever, a group of people sometimes are easy to make fun of for whatever reason it is. And we can joke at whatever, you know, gathering the juggalos or whatever. Well, but you're absolutely correct. And that is my point of the fact that there are literally, and this is what I was going to say, my 14-year-old kid, who's 16 now, shows up at my house, right? He had gone to the mall with a friend, and he comes home, and he's got a new hat, and he's wearing the necklace and all this stuff. I'm like, when did you get all into ICP, man? Like, what happened? Like, you know, and then I had to sit down and have a talk with him. Like, you know, people are going to look at you. And they're going to judge. It's just what's going to happen because society is screwed up like that.
And the reason they judge is because people fear what they don't understand. And they don't understand how free of a community we are. And when we get together at these gatherings and there's 6,000 to 12,000 people at them, there's no fights and we all get along. And they just, people don't understand it. That's why they label this as a gang. And yeah, the truth is, and people, juggalos themselves don't like to hear it. There are a few out here and there that make us out to be bad. But I mean, when you have millions of fans around the world, there's going to be a few crazy ones here and there. They say it themselves, you know. So
that's absolutely
true. But the majority of us love each other. We love other people. We all get along. There's no racism. There's no hatred. I can say whatever I want around a juggalo, and they're not going to look at me like I'm weird. They're going to agree to me or just be like, yeah, cool, you know. So it's all love.
The society of it is pretty insane, man. How many ICP shows have you been to?
I've been to 12 gatherings. Those are every year. ICP,
so
my first one was 2001, and pretty much every tour. So, I mean, 30, 40, 50, I don't even know anymore.
And I suppose, you, like, every time you go, you recognize a bunch of people from all over the world.
Oh, right? Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I know people. I'm going to visit Australia soon for the first time. I met one of those guys at a gathering, just people from Europe. My buddy Tom comes every year. It's just, it's
dude
awesome,
is,
man, all over the world.
Going to Australia to an ICP show. That is intense. That's insane.
Well, I'm going there to visit. I just know a juggalo who happens to live there, but it'd be awesome if they came while I was visiting.
I don't know anybody from
Australia.
I'm impressed. Let's just say that. You've impressed me.
I know one girl in Australia, and I sent her a Australian French kiss post the other day, but that's besides the point. It's down under.
Nice.
Anyway. thanks for taking some time
to explain
that, Tommy.
I do like the Megan call out, and Megan are Slipknot fans, and Slipknot has started their own little gathering. I'd like to go to that. I heard it's pretty awesome.
Not
they have
fest.
Their own carnival and everything.
Well, see, that's a concert. That's not just, I mean, that's not a camping.
What people don't realize either is a lot of juggalos are metal fans. We had Cannibal Corpse there last year. We have NPE all the time. Yeah, it'd be so awesome to get System of a Down. Just juggalos are huge metal fans, too, so it's...
Awesome. How do you feel about POD being here with ICP tonight?
I think POD is awesome. They're a really good singing group. They put on a great show all the time. So they performed at The Gathering, I think, in 2010 as well. So
fantastic. POD going old school from the fundamental elements of Southtown. It is Southtown on Resin 94.7. POD, and of course, you guys are really the reason we're here. Because, you know, we play right POD on, music.
Thank you, man.
The guys from POD. Sonny, Wov, Trey, you know.
Trey Dizzle.
Is that right?
Trey Dizzle? Are we Trey Dizzle now?
Yeah, I'm Trey Dizzle today. Today I switched up.
I like it. Thank you guys for taking a couple minutes, man, and stopping by and saying hi. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
I think the first question, and it's the question we had when we found out this show was happening and this whole tour was happening, was how and why? Did POD get hooked up with the Insane Clown Posse?
We were talking a little bit earlier. We've been touring all summer long after we recorded our record.
Yeah.
It's the same old shows over and over. You know, you tour on your own, or now they have the rock packages. We were asked to do the Godsmack 7 Dust package, which they're doing, you know, arenas.
Right.
And that's awesome. We love those guys. Great show. But it is the same crowd.
Yeah.
So when ICP called us, it was like, we knew it would be 98% to 99% Juggalos and 1% POD fans, you know? So that's what we want. We want new crowds, new audiences. You know, it's a different vibe for us, but we've been doing this 23 years.
Right.
So, you know, you got to switch it up. But so far, we're about almost 5 weeks deep. It's been amazing.
They've been
good to us.
Yeah, the Juggalos have been good to you guys.
They've been awesome.
We just had Tommy the Juggalo on the air a little bit ago. Because listen, I'm going to be completely honest. I'm a rock fan. I haven't listened to a lot of rap in my life necessarily. A little bit here and there, but definitely not a big ICP fan personally. So I'm like, what the hell? What is a Juggalo? After my son listens to him, you know, he wears the necklace and stuff. And I'm like, I don't get it personally. He did a good job explaining it, but then he's like, I love POD, man. Those guys have been doing it a long time. They're great. They have a great scene. I'm like, that's awesome, man. That's kick-ass.
Yeah, man. It's sticking around.
Absolutely. Now, this tour kicked off, right, at Rob Zombie's Great American Nightmare in Chicago?
Yep.
How was that playing the haunted attraction that is Rob Zombie's Great American Nightmare?
You know, it was amazing, man. I mean, you know, we played with Rob Zombie before. So, yeah. I mean, being in, you know, on that show with them and Rob, well, actually Rob Zombie wasn't even there.
No,
he did a weekend thing.
It was a weekend thing, so it's pretty cool, man. But I was all about
pretty
the
much
haunted
an
house.
Adult. It's an adult haunted house.
Yes.
Know?
Yeah. Did you guys go through it?
I did. Yeah.
You did, Trey?
I hid in the bus with my son.
Yeah, definitely not for children. Let's just say that.
There's a guy here that actually worked for us for a minute, but he's a hardcore Razor listener. His name's Jerry. He works at the Great American Nightmare. This was his second year being an actor there. He was like some clown bearded chainsaw guy. I don't know. I saw him post pictures every single weekend. Oh,
they went all out, man.
Yeah.
It was no joke.
It looked insane.
It looked insane.
Yeah, it was a cool turnout.
That's very cool. We're hanging out, of course, with the guys from POD. The show tonight, doors going to open about 6 o'clock. Showtime is 7:15 tonight at the Sandlot Entertainment Complex at the Watering Hill. Tickets are available at the door, so if you want to come check it out and see what the madness is all about, if you haven't gotten into it, big POD fan, maybe you're a little worried about it, don't, obviously.
Yeah, don't. Yeah. Man, come out. Last night, actually, where were we last night?
Iowa? No, that's tomorrow.
No. We were in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
There was a couple POD fans, a few in the pit, and they were running it yesterday, which was new. Like I said, we did it because it's a new fan base.
Right.
You'll see one or two, you know, with a POD hat or something, or you assume the guy that doesn't have his face painted is he might know your band, you know. So you kind of wink at him like, hey man, let's do this. But there was a few guys in the pit yesterday with POD shirts, and they were running it, which was nice.
You know, Juggalos get a bad rap, man, but they ain't all that bad. You know what I'm saying? It's all love.
And
Tommy impressed me earlier, man. Tommy the Juggalo impressed the hell out of me earlier.
Right on, man. Yeah, if you POD fam, and it's interesting. I mean, you know, if you don't want to get Fago thrown on you, then you just hang out in the back. But if you want to come. I mean,
are they still doing the Fago?
Yeah. Did you see everything wrapped up?
About 900 bottles a night.
No, I haven't made it into the actual venue yet, to be honest.
They have a whole semi
full of Fago.
That's carting around strictly Fago at 80 degrees, optimum fizz. Yeah. Optimum fizz level. I'm not messing. I couldn't make that up.
I won't lie. There was a show, I don't know, 12, 13 years ago, maybe. It was at a defunct venue in Northeast Wisconsin called Ryan's Ballroom, which who knows, you guys might have played there back in the day. Everybody did, it feels like. But this was back in the day where I wasn't exactly clean, let's say. Yeah. I have been now for a long time. But the point is we got a little, you know, fun. Mm-hmm. Again, and went to Woodman's and bought a whole bunch of Faygo, and that's the only thing I remember from that show is just taking bottles of Faygo and spraying it on people. I have no idea what ICP even sounded like at the show. Yeah. I just remember doing that.
It's fun, man. You know,
it's part of the festivities, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
You'd be surprised how many. I mean, the majority of the ICP fans, kind of like a gore show as well. They're out there. That's what they want.
Right.
They want to leave with Faygo. They want to be soaking wet, and it's part of the fun.
Yeah,
you know,
and a Guar like show, you want to be
like winning the Super Bowl every day.
it's like making the playoffs, or winning the World Series if you're the Kansas City Royals. You know,
they know what's going on. You know,
nice. Again, hanging out with POD. Of course, the latest album is called The Awakening. Another great record from POD, the 9th studio album overall. Just showing the longevity that you guys have had, even going through. Thanks, you know, lineup changes with obviously Marcos not being around for a while. But you guys have obviously made it work and have come back stronger than ever, it feels like.
Yeah, man. It's, like I said earlier, it's 23 years. You know, the music industry has changed.
Yeah, a lot.
We haven't. We're the same guys, the same neighborhood, you know what I mean? We play our music because it feels good. You know, there's still some people out there listening. So we keep doing it. They keep coming out to the shows. They keep allowing us to have a great career in music, and we get to travel all around the world making noise, and that's because there's still fans out there coming to the shows, still fans buying records. I mean, people don't really buy records anymore, but the hope is that the content gets out there.
Some people do.
I mean, they do, but you know, it's cold
definitely
on
different.
The
street.
It's dying.
It's definitely a different.
It's a dying art.
Dying art.
It's a luxury.
Wait a second. Is it a dying or is it a changing?
People don't buy full records anymore, man. I mean,
I know. So it's a fact. But okay, just to play devil's advocate for a moment. Not that I'm disagreeing with you, but just to play devil's advocate. I mean, in the 50s, that's what it was. It was a singles. You know, you go buy your 45s. You know, or you listen to whatever's on the radio, so to speak. But it was a singles world. Is it kind of? It feels like it's kind of that way again.
We're just so overwhelmed with every type of entertainment. You know what I mean? You don't need to leave home anymore. You just look at your phone. So it's not going to shows was a luxury. It's like, dude, I'm getting out of my house. I'm going to go see the band I love, and I'm going to support them, and I'm going to watch them every time they come through, because it's not that often that they do. Now, you just YouTube the show last night.
Yeah.
You might even be able to live stream the show tonight. You know what I mean? So it's
a lot of bands do that.
They do, and because everybody's trying to find ways of getting that extra dollar.
Right.
Just because we need it. I mean, if you don't come to the shows, nobody's going to tour anymore. They can't.
You know what?
Bands are going to disappear.
Sonny, you make a great point, and this is something that obviously, as an independent radio station, we've tried to strive to let people know. You can listen to the song, you can download the song, you can listen to the record, you can stream it, whatever, however you get your music, awesome, just love music. But nothing ever takes away from that live experience.
No, absolutely.
Nothing. And you can watch it on YouTube all you want. I don't care if you have a 74-inch flat screen 4K television with perfect surround sound that you paid $10,000 for. It is still not the same as getting in that pit and enjoying the band.
Exactly. You couldn't say it any better, man. Except the fact that if you don't come to the shows, like I said, there will be no shows.
Well, that's the other thing. Yeah, it's bad, you know. I mean, you guys have sold millions of records over the years, but at the end of the day,
hustling.
You still have you still have family to pay for, and a mortgage to pay, and bills to pay,
still
just like
hustling,
everybody else
man.
Does. Absolutely. Well, you guys, fantastic. I can't wait to see you here again tonight. It was not
Thank
that long
you,
ago
brother.
That you were here at this exact same venue, actually,
yes.
and
yep.
this is obviously a little bit of a different setting. So when you play a show like this, because you're obviously playing before ICP, is there a difference to sort of how you put together your set for the experienced POD fan?
For sure. Since it is mostly it's a hip-hop ticket, we're the only live band that's been on this tour. You know, we try to make it, you know, some of our heavier songs, maybe some of our more hip-hop influenced songs, just because we just assume that that's what the listener is into. So we switch it up, but obviously the songs that people know, you know, even if there's juggalos that don't necessarily own a POD record, you have I don't know what rock
they might, they might know Youth of a Nation.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to be living under Big Rock, you know what I mean? So so it's funny because a lot of jugglers out there, they're vibing. And then, you know, when Youth of a Nation or Alive or Southtown, even Boom, it's like, okay, I know this song, man. You know,
yeah, absolutely. So, so what is there one thing that you guys have broke out on this tour that normally you don't?
I mean, song-wise?
Yeah.
No.
No, costume-wise. Oh. I'm just I'm kidding.
Just for Halloween.
Just for Halloween.
Oh, you know, man, we're playing, doing our singles, you know what I mean? We got a new record out, so of course we're playing, you know, some of the songs off the new record,
right,
stuff like that, but, man, you know, it's just been fun, man, like, you know, we've just been doing what POD does, you know, we mix it up, we can get real eclectic, and, you know, we do audibles on stage if we want to, sometimes we throw a song
depends on the crowd.
The crowd's feeling, it looks like the crowd's feeling a little bit, more of a pit situation, we'll throw some, you know, heavier songs in, if not, we'll mellow it out, so.
Very
sometimes
perfect.
They're pitting, sometimes they're not, it's, like I said, it's mostly hip-hop. And sometimes it's like, what do we do? Is this how we're supposed to do it, you know?
Yeah,
so sometimes there's an amazing pit. Sometimes it's more just kind
of
laid back.
A lot of times people are looking like, what the heck's going on back there?
I'm glad you guys are here because I'm not going to lie, I feel a little out of place. So I'm glad you guys are here.
Jugglers ain't that bad, man.
They're all pussycats, man.
I felt like that for 5 weeks. Don't even trip. 5 weeks.
Welcome. We had a buddy out in Oklahoma, and they didn't have paint on their face.
Yeah.
And this one juggler walked up, he's like, you must be here to see POD. And then he's in the crowd, he's like, you're not a juggalo. He's like, dude, awesome. I'm just here for the show, man. Kick
That's
back.
Awesome. It's a testament to what POD can do. We've seen you guys play acoustic reggae style. We've seen you do metal shows. We now get to see you do a hip-hop
That's
show.
That's right, man.
There you go.
It's music.
Absolutely.
Mixing
gotta
it
love
up,
it.
Baby.
All
Mixing
of it.
It up.
Sandlot Entertainment Complex. It's on Velp Avenue. It's inside the Watering Hole in Green Bay. If you haven't been here yet, now's never a better time to get here tonight to go see POD in the Insane Clown Posse again. Doors open at 6:15, or doors open at 6, excuse me. Show starts at 7:15. The guy, what is it? The guy from 36 Mafia?
Yeah.
DJ Paul.
And Twisted? Is that right?
No, not Twisted.
Or Twisted left. Who's the other guy?
No, Dope DOD was on a tour. They went back home.
Okay.
Stitches, he fell off, and that's why DJ Paul jumped on.
That's right.
Young
Wicked. DJ Paul, that's his name.
Yeah, Young Wicked's on the tour.
Young Wicked.
So it's a wild night, man. Come on, have some fun.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for stopping by. I greatly appreciate it. We'll crank out more POD as the Loud Ride continues next on Resin 94.7. Royal Blood on Resin 94.7, the cutting edge of rock, live at the Sandlot for the Watering Hole in Green Bay, getting ready for the Insane Clown Posse tonight, along with, of course, POD. Now we're going to have a little fun with another Green Bay juggalo. Introduce yourself. What is your name?
My name is Ducky.
That's not what you said earlier.
Yeah, my name is Josh, but everybody knows me as
Ducky. Everybody knows you as Ducky?
Ducky.
How did you get that nickname, Ducky? You have to talk into the microphone.
Yeah, I didn't really get it. I was just given it.
You're just given? Well, that's how nicknames come about, right? Yeah, you get it given. Okay. You are, in fact, a juggalo, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. You've been a fan of the Insane Clown Posse for a long time, I imagine. Wait. First of all, before I go into this, explain this to me. And again, I'm not lying to anybody. I'm an idiot when it comes to ICP and to juggalos. What is Whoop Whoop all about? What is that? Josh, answer that question.
That's just like our greeting for each other. We just whoop whoop.
All right.
And everyone responds back.
That's cool. I mean, back in the day, listening to death metal, we'd look at each other and go, whoa. So it's all right. All right, so I got a little quiz. I got a little quiz for you, Ducky.
Right on.
Are you a juggalo or are you a poser?
I am definitely not a poser.
Well, we're going to find out.
Right.
What is your age, first of all?
27.
You are 27 years old, all right? You are, in fact, a male?
Yes, sir.
All right, perfect. What band was ICP before it broke up and became Insane Clown Posse? Dark Carnival, Inner City Posse, Detroit City Posse, Boonabox, or Hatchet Posse?
That would be the Inner City Posse.
All right, I even knew that one. All right. How many members are in ICP?
Two.
You sure? Okay.
That's
what is Violent J's real name?
Joseph Bruce.
Joseph Bruce is your answer. What is Shaggy Two Dope's real name?
Joseph Utzler.
Joseph Utzler.
I believe
All right.
That's how you say it.
I knew that from the ECW days, actually. Or WCW. Sorry, my bad. ICP formed in Detroit, but they were originally from where?
Oh.
Green Bay, Wisconsin is an answer here. That's one of the answers. Is that not right?
Yeah, that's I'd say Detroit.
You're going to say Detroit?
Yeah.
Okay. In blank, in what year, ICP released their first album, which was called what?
The first album?
The very first.
Carnival of Carnage?
Okay, 94, 92.
92.
Ducky
no,
might end.
94.
You already chose 92, man. You might end up being a poser. We don't know yet. What is the name? What is the name of ICP's label? You got booze on that one.
Psychopathic Records.
All right. If you didn't know that, I was gonna end this right now. Who came up with the Hatchet Man logo? Insane Clown Posse, Inner City Posse, Violent J, Shaggy 2 Dope, or Boondocks?
I would have to say that's gotta be Shaggy 2 Dope.
Shaggy 2 Dope. All right. That's your answer. How many Joker cards are there currently?
Currently, there is 10.
10 Joker cards.
Right, because now Missing Link and...
Hey, you're the juggalo, not me.
Right.
You're the one answering these questions, so don't look for me for help. What is the fifth Joker card?
It's got to be the Jekyll Brothers.
The Amazing Jekyll Brothers.
That's the one.
All right. What do you think? Are you a juggalo or are you a poser?
I'm a juggalo.
Are you sure?
Hell yeah.
You scored 80%.
Yeah.
You did not get all the answers correct, though.
Oh.
Hey, so
sleeping
that was somebody
it.
Else.
Sleeping
That's all right.
on it.
So it says, okay, let's see. Your test wasn't perfect, but you did all right, so we're guessing you're smart enough to be a juggalo. There he is. He's a juggalo. All right. How's it go? Woo, woo.
Woo, woo.